We will call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting at 8:46 on the clock. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Consent agenda. One is a general agenda. Two is approved minutes of the meeting held September 26, 2018. Three is approve all claims through October 10, 2018 in the amount of $1,092,901.22, except claim number 18100009 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $730.75, claim number 18100097 and 18100104 to R.L. Tiemann Construction in the amount of $5,923.71 and $81,859.67 each to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Number five, approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of September 2018. Number six, approve utility permit number 1114. Windstream Nebraska LLC will be boring in 420 feet of new cable, 6 feet below the bottom of the ditch and flow line of creek to replace temporary cable located in the southwest fourth of Section 28, Township 2 North, Range 7 East, Blue Springs, /Wymore. Seven is approved fiscal year 2017-2018 Gage County Highway NBCS report. Eight, approved chairman signing the cost allocation plan certification statement.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Tiemann. Any questions? If not, vote. 6-0 to approve. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 18100009 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $730.75 and claim number 18100097 in the amount of $5,923.71 and claim number 18100104 in the amount of $81,859.67, both to R.L. Tiemann Construction. This brings the total of the claims approved through October 10th, 2018 to $1,181,415.35.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Jurgens. Discussion?
Eric catches a hard time on here a lot, and I just want to tell him thank you, and they did a good job out there on the railroad crossing on Hickory Road. Excellent job. The transition from the road that's been there for a year and the railroad crossing is really well. You don't even notice that the one hasn't been there for the year. So I think it's a really good job. Thank you.
And that's what the $81,000 claim is for the finish of that project that was bid out or whatever. So I think, as far as I know now, Hickory Road is done.
Well, we still got 4 miles to go, Meyer.
What was the original project? Yes, okay.
Only 4 miles.
Only 4 miles.
or a mile and a half if you go the other way.
Yeah, right.
Well,
could cut that down.
But the railroad, we originally agreed with them. We had a contract with them for $90,000 for the railroad. Yeah. But that hasn't been, I haven't seen it either. I don't remember seeing it.
Unless it was this time, and I guess I was out.
Hopefully they bill at the speed that they get there.
Yes. Vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items.
Lenhart Fritzen, 29813 South 120th Road. I've got a few questions. Are you guys still feeding all of them lawyers that you hired on that sixth case? Now, I ain't picking on you, Roger.
No, maybe.
I mean, do they put out any kind of guarantee that they'll get something done?
You know an attorney that would do that? I'm not supposed to talk back to you. No, they are continuing the request before the Supreme Court.
Yes.
When will this stop?
What's that?
When will this stop?
When the Supreme Court issues its ruling.
And no date on that?
No, it'd be just a guess. I've been told it's somewhere before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about it. You know, that's getting over $2 million.
No.
Now, if you guys would have went out and hired an outside criminal lawyer and said, "I'll give you 40% of if you win the case. If you don't win the case, you don't get nothing." And then if they'd have taken the case on, you'd have been winners. And if they wouldn't take the case on, well, then you better ante up. It was my feeling. So, but now are you guys all taking the cut in pay again from what you voted in here a year ago or not? You had a big pay increase a year ago. It kind of bothers me. We vote on the state, the salary they get, and you guys get a lot more salary than they do in the state. How can that be? And I don't get to vote on it. And I've been thinking, I don't know, seems like we got plenty of tax money. You probably got plenty of lawyers. I've been thinking of getting a group together and file discrimination charges against the taxpayers where we're paying 70% of the taxes on this here six. So I don't know. You got plenty of money in the bank? No. So just kind of a few comments and from what I've been thinking about and listening about, and that's about it. Old Cargo like me shouldn't even be here again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lenhart. And Don just handed me a note. Currently what we've paid, the county share what they paid basically our legal people that we've hired is $1,894,000. $928.63.
And that's part of the claims that will be coming through next time. That includes some that.
That includes
next time.
In our next pay period, that includes a couple or several claims that will be coming through in that. So that is where the county, after, and that's 2 weeks from now in that claim period that some of those are coming through. So that is been paid out through the years through the budget process of Gage County. Any other public comments? If not, we will proceed on with committee reports. Buildings and ground, winter lights. Dave?
Dave.
Good morning. The winter lights, we are going to change all of the light bulbs on the building. Sean Van Lanningham will be doing that. We're kind of hoping it's going to dry out a little so he can get on this yard. That's going to take a while. As far as on the committee reports, I did give an update on the damage of the roof at the detention center. Bill Hilton had mainly one question. He had asked me how much it would cost to patch them. When I got a hold of Skyline Roofing, they disagreed with patching, so he asked if we could get together and discuss this more. So he came down along with John Tomazine. John is an engineer from Ready Engineering out of Columbus. He came down, and then Anthony Thinner from Skyline was there. And Anthony explained the main concern was if we patch the ones that we see now, there's probably going to be new ones appearing, you know, maybe over the next several years. He goes, if you want to do that and take the chances of that roof deck getting wet, and then you'd have to tear off. It'd be a complete tear off then. So what they are talking about is actually just skinning off the membrane and reapplying a membrane. And so as of now, Bill and John agreed with them, and Bill did also, saying, well, it sounds like a new roof would be appropriate. So he will have more information for this next board meeting, and then that's where we can go into detail on how we would do this, if we have to bid it out, or how to proceed with this. And then the next thing I had...
Would that be this year yet, Dave?
Yes, it would. And it made me extremely nervous just over the weekend with as much rain as we had. We know there's these little circle damaged spots, and it's not leaking now, but I don't know how much they can take before they start rearing up and getting ugly. So, it would be happening yet this fall. So, and like I said, it'll be 2 weeks. I'll have hopefully all the information we need to move forward with this. So, and then the next thing I had was on the Sally Port. That is completely empty. I don't know where we stand on that. We did have an architect, Rich Burton, Arrow Architecture, was looking into it. I kind of put it on the back burner during this past several months, and I did talk to him, and I guess I just need information whether we are going to proceed with what we had planned on earlier.
So he hasn't been working on the plans in, or no?
He had been, but he did say he would come down for a meeting and talk about the final discussion of the finishing plans and specifications yet. But he actually has a lot of the information already from, we actually had Mike Fakler draw this up. Mike gave him the information. And
we'll find out if it works to come to the next meeting, then. We can put him on the agenda at their next meeting.
Okay.
Or otherwise in 2 weeks after that. So whenever it works for him to come, we can start having that discussion.
Okay. That sounds good. And those were the two items. I did talk to Chuck Bissiger, I guess, on the bricking on the north side of the bus stop. He said he has that on his schedule. It might be late October or early November before he can get to that. So I hope we have a nice fall.
Yep.
And
lighting.
What?
The lighting, the Christmas lights. Do you want to say when the winter lights will be? The lights will be turned on.
Winter lights.
Had a couple calls on
the
that.
Date. I don't have the date, but it's always the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Okay. Starts at 5 o'clock. The lights come on at 6 o'clock.
They usually have a lighting ceremony,
yes,
or something.
The 18th, then? November 18th?
That would be the 18th, then.
The 18th of November, with all brand new light bulbs.
Don't be careful in the yard.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave, for all you do. Appreciate it.
Anything else for Buildings and Ground? Equalization?
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
The large ticket items, Myron. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $21,495.85. RL Team of Construction, Northwest Project on the Hickory Road, the railroad crossing, $81,859.67. And the one that brings the total up to the large sum is the 2013 road bond. Principal and interest payment, $594,746.25.
That must be about the fifth payment, or
we're halfway.
We're halfway done with that.
Makes it halfway.
But because our valuation has gone up from the original valuation we had when it was voted on, the last payment.
We can
could
go up
be.
To 3 cents. No, we can't go over 3 cents.
But my point being that we have probably collected more than what the original was, so we're probably paying this off a little bit.
Well, right now we'll have to wait till we get closer to the end.
We don't know that, but the last payment may be could be a smaller amount.
Depends on our valuation in the future.
Depends on the valuation and everything over the years, because that was a 10-year.
The only other thing, Sheriff, we had, when we went through claims, we had talked about uniforms before. We saw there was $450-ish for one person. Did you guys get to where you started tracking uniforms to where you know who has what and who receives what?
Actually, I got some spreadsheet down. I'm just getting ready to issue it out to the supervisor to just monitor that a little bit. But usually they'll come in and they'll tell us, hey, my pants, I got battery acid from an accident, got a hole in it. And then we usually, so it's not they're trying to get pants, because when you need so many pants, I mean, you usually get three and that's about it. So.
Then John visited with me, I think it was Tuesday, about the filing of our lawyers with the United States Supreme Court. Yes, they did ask for an extension. They did file for an extension. Visited with Melanie on Tuesday. That was primarily the way she explained that because of the printing. She explained it, and this is her words, it needs to be professionally printed. In other words, they cannot have it on their computer, send it in that form. It needs to be professionally printed. We have not hired another lawyer. There is not another lawyer working on the case.
Oh, sounds good.
Did they know that needed to be printed professionally for the last couple months?
I didn't ask them that. She did say that the concern was she used the word volume, the volume of the amount that is going to have to be printed. But Melody did not file it. Jennifer did file that, and she hadn't visited with Jennifer since she filed it. So the other details she was not sure on. There is no guarantee that that will be extended. But they have filed for an extension. Anything else for finance insurance? Human resource employee relations?
Nothing.
Nothing. Law enforcement emergency management?
Gus.
Gus.
But you were too busy to show up Friday.
I was, actually. Only thing really got to report is I'm getting close to having the final list for Nirma. They asked me about it last week for the power surge over here on the damages. I thought I had it about ready, and then we had two more things come up this week. They were getting the boiler started, getting ready for cold season. It wouldn't work, so they found out there's a part that got burnt, assuming there was from the back surge on it, the power surge. So they got that fixed and running, and then I was in here Sunday. We had a problem with the Sallyport controls again. Looked like the box had fried in there, and this second time around, I don't know if that will be it or coincidental, but I should have the list. I'll try to get it ready into Dawn probably end of this week, and then that'll do. And I don't know, probably, I'm just guessing, probably around maybe 8,000, sort of in that area. I'm just guessing. Biggest expense would be the freezer. The rest are just things here and there, so.
Yeah. Sheriff?
Yes.
Please encourage your guys to really watch budget, try to keep costs down.
I'm being as anal as I can be, sir.
There's the saw 65-inch TV come through and other things. I know we're at the beginning of things, but if we're real tight in the beginning, it makes it a lot easier to make it at the end.
Well, and it's, again, that's one of those things that had to happen because the reversal board is done, and we just can't use it much. And when I got so much traffic and everything is going on, that's
inviting people over there to stay.
Yeah, I know, right. So, and it is. I've been watching, and I'm probably about 12% over what I want to be right now. But like I told you before, if I cut a lot, it means services, and it is hurting right now. It's just, it's tight. It is tight. So, yep.
This whole courthouse is full today because of trials upstairs.
Yep.
And we have them one after the other in this county.
We had to bring some back for transports for that trial, so we were busy doing that. And now they just told me one of our transport vans is not running, so we'll have to tow it down, get it worked on probably. So it's always something.
Do you know what our population count is?
I think it was 29 here. And I think about 25 out, maybe. I was thinking yesterday. I didn't check today, so.
So 50 some again. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're still. Yeah. A magic number. Yeah.
We're gonna have to get you a transport trailer.
Gonna have to do something, but they're a winning lottery ticket, I guess. So. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Good morning.
I was tardy also on Friday, so my apologies, but I was attending the Thyra workshop, which is the pet region training, and as we go forward and look at threat assessment, what the request will go in for FEMA funding. So that was a two-day workshop. We put together the proposal for training, also for the tower leases, and hopefully maybe a little bit of the Enron build-out that is part of the radio system that we'll probably try to apply for some grant work, too, on that. But we will present that at the State Thyra Conference in November. So as far as communications, I just want to bring you up to date on the Adams Water Tower project. We have all of our resources together in terms of our partners, which is Diode and also the community of Adams. And Big Red was also a player in that. They are, Big Red and the community of Adams are working out their details. But we've got our assessments done on the water tower. We will be moving there a lot sooner than what we had hoped. We thought we were going to be able to wait till spring. But as it turns out, this project moved forward a lot sooner. We've looked at the building that's down there. There's a strong possibility we might be able to just use the inside tower base. Because that's what a lot of those new towers, these communities do, is that base is basically, you can drop the coax down the center, and then the base can be used for all your communications. Many of the towns are doing that. Cortland, in fact, has it. Garland, Claytonia has controls in there. So we'll do some research on that and make sure that that's a good decision for us. First Wireless, we'll try to meet with them first of the week. Diode, actually, we wanted to get fiber over to the tower, which Diode's a key player in getting fiber. So if we ever change communications of some sort, internet can be a part of that. We have, from the community of Adams, have full access to the LID. So that's most important for us. That's it on the Adams Tower. We'll just keep you informed on that. As far as flooding, most of you know the situation that we're all in as far as the saturation rates, but Beatrice did go into the action plan on Saturday evening with the way the river was looking. They were in the action plan on Saturday and Sunday and also on Monday. They put forth clearing Chautauqua Park and then also doing some of their barricades. But everything's calm right now. Everything, there's not even any river readings right now, so I think that we're looking good, other than we know a little bit of moisture is coming in and maybe a little snow for the weekend, but we're not going to talk about the white stuff. What is of a concern right now that we're going to have to probably address, I received notification from the Nebraska DEQ that they are pulling the funding for the river gauge at Turkey Creek, which is at DeWitt. That's a strong indicator. That's a stream gauge. And so it's a strong indicator for us. They just don't seem deem it necessary. And so my understanding, it takes about $30,000 to actually do the gauge reading, the stream gauge and the flow rate. So we have, John McKee has met with DeWitt, and it's an imperative gauge that, it shows what kind of backup and so forth, and especially for Beatrice and Hoyg and through there. So we have seen, according to John has shared with me, they've seen some funding that has been eliminated through time, and so you ask partners to come on board, whether, we ask some of the industry, whether it's, Koch Nitrogen or some of those to help suffice some of the costs. But with NRD, we have pleas into the Nebraska DEQ to really reconsider that, because they just let us know September 30th. So that was past all of our budget years, first of all, and then all of a sudden it's not important. But it is extremely important for the town of DeWitt and actually for our indicators here for Beatrice, too. But
when would that take effect, or when would they not?
They are going to continue to read it, but they're telling us by the end of the year. So a lot of those, river monitors are now, done through internet process and through satellite measuring. So I'm, number one, very grateful for that, because you're not manually trying to do that. But with that comes fees and two-year contracts, I think, around $30,000 per gauge, which is crazy. I haven't had the formal meeting yet to find out what's all in that $30,000, but I'm sure a lot of it is memberships and costs of reading and doing their river analysis and forecasts. So we'll keep you informed on that. We are just completing, we've just completed the first quarter of submitting to NEMA for our first report. So we should be getting a reimbursement back for some of the salaries. So zoning, last night, there were several people that attended, several zoning commission members, and also some of your board members actually attended the Blue Prairie Wind Project. It was more of an informal meeting, you know, just an informational meeting. They didn't publicly address anything as far as specifics. So they're kind of in that what's happening now, you know, what we would like to see. But right now what they're asking is that the Lancaster County Commission look at revisiting some of their wind regs. And it kind of boils down to, you know, they're not going to share their project specifics yet until Lancaster County looks at those regulations. As I talked with David Labor, he shared with me that they put the proposal into Lancaster County. However, they look at probably trying to push that about 4 weeks yet, give them a little bit more time to prepare the project for anything.
When I was up there this morning and asked him those questions, here in the end of October, they're going to have the zoning commission is going to make, their zoning committee or their zoning people are going to make a presentation to the zoning board. I think towards the end of October here, and then the public hearing won't be till later in November.
Yes.
In front of the zoning board.
They are, when they look at, when you compare Lancaster County to Gage County, we showed, you know, the difference between participating and non-participating, which, and then they're looking at asking them for a 50 dBA with a 10-minute LEQ, looking at that. And then also with the setbacks is looking at that. So we'll see how that project moves forward for them. So the other thing on zoning is I'm still asking for a little guidance from this board yet on those impacts. So I would love to move it to you and have you have us get approval on those regs. But I know we talked about visiting the impacts. There was some sensitivity towards the anhydrous pneumonia, I believe, in some of that scent. So maybe we just hopefully can look at that stipulation. Yep.
Okay, what are you looking for? Do you want us to have a discussion here at the next board meeting scheduled on the agenda?
I think, John, you were planning on coming maybe and looking at
I was certainly going to go through it and make sure there's not any wording that might get us in trouble down the road, kind of like what we did with the other and any other things in there.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of concern with that from the lab when we had a little bit of discussion. So
I'll get to that.
Maybe we can look at that and then we can move forward.
But back to my question, are you looking to have a discussion on like an agenda item and have a discussion, or do you?
I was hoping to get a little bit of an overview first and then be able to get a better understanding of what you had in mind
and then
have a discussion.
Yep.
So,
great.
Yeah, so. Zoning's been pretty busy. We've had three new houses come in the last week and a half, so mostly up in the northern part of the county. So everybody's wanting to, get going probably before winter hits, get it close in. So questions, let me know.
Well,
yes.
Back to the river. The Big Blue right now is just monitored at Creed and Barnston as far as levels, and then the West Fork is at North Dorchester, and then Turkey Creek. And those are the only four sites on the river that's actually monitored, right?
What do they have here at the bridge? They sometimes talk about, or they talk on the radio at least, the level at the bridge here. What is that type of monitor then?
So that's a stream. That's also a river monitor.
So there's that in addition to the other.
Some of the gauges don't always show up in imperative conditions. They will do some manual measurements, such as Holmesville.
I think that's a manual measurement setting over 77 on the south side also there.
Yeah. It is here.
Yeah.
So how many places do they have those manual measurements at?
1, 2, 3. In Gage County?
Well, just up and down the river.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. The stream measurement, that one on Turkey Creek's extremely hard to get to. So I think that
part of the issue.
Yeah. So we got to do a little research on that. Yeah. So okay, that's all I got.
Somebody want to discuss a little bit? Carla was here also. Friday morning and talked a little bit about the communication center, then that's up and running. And
it's up and running.
It's up and running. Okay. Never mind.
Very important, Gary. Very extensive, detail oriented.
Can you cut that a little shorter?
It's up and running. Thank you.
They had some issues. I don't know how much. They got hacked. So they've been slowly bringing it back up. I think it's functional. It's just a matter of their kind of controlling what they're doing at this point.
She really wanted to thank Lisa for Lisa's help through the county or whatever, and how Lisa responded to down there to help them through their situation. So she said there was some really valuable assistance there. So she wanted to make sure she let the board know to thank you.
I was going to ask Lisa. Lisa, has there been a decrease or an increase in housing permits then, say, in the last month or two? As taxes have gone up.
It's busier right now. You know, I think I didn't count them. Sorry, I will.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, that was a fear that there'd be a max exodus from the county, and people are still taking permits and then still building.
Yes, and those new homes are in the northern part of the county. You know, so they're up in subdivisions that have, you know, established guidelines and covenants agreements that are already in place, but there's not been any.
Would these be upper end homes, middle?
Two upper homes, one middle. So,
that's good to hear.
Anything else for law enforcement, emergency management? Road and bridge.
Adams North project opened last Friday. Bell North is done. Zion Road, some problems with it, as with problems with all the roads probably right now. Dust Roll will start milling Holmesville Road next week. Top Coat will follow with armor coating. Should know schedule by the beginning of next week.
Which is this week.
Dust Roll is planning now to start next Monday.
Okay.
Milling and Tuesday, and then armor coaters will come in behind that accordingly.
And you might want to take another look at that road. There is one of those spots that pretty well blew out. It's about a 3-foot-long blowout now. It's far deeper than what they're going to mill. I think maybe with the water in it, the traffic hit it instead of going around it.
On that 3-mile stretch or whatever?
It's between the two stretches of Belvedere Road. That's where it's at.
I'll make a quick comment on roads. I guess I've had a lot of calls on roads. I'm sure several of the other people have too. We've referred them, been visiting a lot with Galen. We've had some of the roads that, especially this 82nd road up there. Originally, it was a little bit, when we had the rain probably a week, 10 days ago, it was a little bit more what you call mud. This time, it's not mud at all. We're just getting so many, as Galen said too, potholes that the water, just because of the prolonged rain and the water, starts sitting in a little hole, and then the traffic, and it just keeps getting bigger in that road. And Galen said there's also roads that we've never had potholes on that are, they're starting to show up. And it's just because of the prolonged weather that we've had and the continual rain.
And slow rains.
Slow rains. More. And then it sits in there, and then once they start making a little hole in the traffic and everything, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I know the 82nd road there, probably 10 days ago, we had some comments about it, and the grader did go out and work that road, but he needed some more weather to get in his favor, our favor, and to have those that road get back in condition. And Gaylon, the question I have is approximately how many miles does each county grader grade?
40 to 45.
So in other words, you know, Monday they can't do about how many miles they get done in a day when they're out grading.
Well, if they go out and move the gravel ridge clear across and everything, they do approximately 5 to 7 miles a day.
5 to 7 miles a day.
In good conditions, yes. Whereas normally when we have spells like we've been having,
Yep.
And they get a break and they get on the roads. They try to go out and they'll make a pass up and back. They'll grab a little material from the side on each side and try to float it across to the center just to try to smooth things up enough to try to cover all their miles. But even at that, it takes it a little over a week for them at that rate just to make all their miles.
I've had somebody bring this up to me, and I don't know. I'll throw it out to the board. Currently, when do they work? From what, 7 to 3:30, or what are their hours? And don't know. But to get the roads, because of the concern of some of the roads, to get them back into shape, we don't allow overtime. We don't allow them to stay out there and work later. And I don't even know if any of them would ever or not. I don't know that, but I guess that was one thought I was going to bring up to this board. The conversation of. And you, I want your input more than, I guess, ours. Would that be something that might be doable or workable is to, you know, instead of quitting at 3:30, if there's a couple, three of them that wanted to work longer till 5 or 6 or something, not work after dark, but work longer to grade to get the roads back into shape, this board would need to okay the overtime. That's my point or whatever, but I don't know if that's a possibility or not, but I wanted to bring it up for discussion today.
It would be a possibility if the guys want to do that, yes.
Myron, I mean, I think a better option, we have an extra patrol. We've got a dirt crew that has an excellent operator on it.
Okay.
I mean, if that would be my first option, because that dirt crew, with the weather conditions the way they are, there's not much they can do out there with culverts and grade or that type of stuff. But I know that dirt crew has an excellent patrol operator on it. And we have a spare patrol, possibly two if you take the dirt crew one. I mean, that would be an option. Yep. I think if weather's got to be right, you know, they're talking more rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. So that delays it another 2 or 3 days. In the next week, but maybe Galen could take a look at that, and if he deems it necessary, pull the two operators and get all the patrols on. You know, I think that would be a better option.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm just bringing it up to see, trying to throw some thoughts out there so that we have other.
Well, I mean, they're bad now. There's not a whole lot we can do about it right now. Yeah. That's just the way Mother Nature has dealt us. I mean, I think that, I mean, if, but that's Galen's call, my estimation, but if he thinks that would work.
We have to.
Yes, I know.
There's nothing they can be doing as far as dirt work. We have taken out the two extra graders and,
yep.
And we have covered some south corner and north corner, wherever we'd have to go. So we have
wherever
to
some of these roads are with a lot more issues or whatever, yeah. No, I think that's a good idea. No problem.
I think maybe take a good hard look at that one, Galen, next week.
I like how when Myron said, "Do you guys work these hours or work from this to this?" and Galen said, "Those were our hours." Didn't say it. We were working that time, but no, if we can get two other blades out, that'd be great.
That would be great.
If it's feasible or if it's needed, that's a good idea.
Probably going to be needed.
Probably going to be needed.
Yeah. Oh, there was a road I called Galen on. Those 2 miles north of Hanover Church, somebody called on it. He went out to look at it, and it was already done. So I called down there, and Galen had somebody there lickety-split, already bladed it. So it was already hit when he went by. But those wet roads, people are going to have to just realize there's going to be a lot of washboarding and grain carts coming out on the road. Equipment out on the roads, it's going to tear it up some.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? I guess this is one of the few meetings, or I guess I don't remember hardly a meeting. Maybe it's because Don wasn't here at committee meetings. We don't have anything else on the agenda.
I know. Yeah. The Veterans Office let me know, too, today would have been the day we would have had a veteran honors, but they are short of applications again. So if there's anybody that likes to submit a
application.
Looks like Terry wants to submit an application.
Could be.
Yeah. Myron?
Terry, yeah.
Just want to make a quick comment. Good luck to Gary and the softball team.
Thank you.
I think you'll do well.
Yep. Anything else for the board meeting?
Not yet.
Oh. Eric, have anything? Nope. Like I said, this is, I don't remember hardly ever having anything not on the agenda.
Me neither.
Me neither, yeah. I looked at that when the agenda came out and I go, we do that. Yeah, we had committee meetings last Friday and that threw a thing in the schedule. I mean, we had a lot of people that had issues.
I was out at the NIRMA meetings for the contact person, and I think I gave you a copy. We received a $14,000 dividend check.
From NIRMA.
They didn't hold it pending the litigation?
No, but there was some chatter on tables next to us, wasn't there, Gus?
Eric would like to have a close session.
They should all be talking.
I was going to bring that up, too. I don't know. I think it was probably in the report. I forgot to bring that up about the fact that last Friday, I believe it was, the county had a dump truck with a pup. A pup got hit by a train up by Adams. I think that should have – I'm sure it was in the sheriff's report, but I forgot to bring that up. We had pictures going around here that Galen was out there at that and took pictures of that for everybody to look at here or whatever and stuff. So are you renting a pup or
probably have to look at something to try to get something so we can have them.
Yeah.
Be able to haul more material, you know.
That's what, yeah. Any other comments other than we don't have a closed session on here, but Eric is an employee issue. Eric has requested a closed session. So if there's nothing else, we'll entertain a motion to go into closed session at 9:27 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury of the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Thiemann and second by Hill. Vote. 6-0 in favor. No.
All right. Ready?
Entertain a motion at 10:18 on the clock to come out of closed session.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Lytle having left for the state tournament. Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's right.
If not, the meeting is adjourned at 10:18 on the clock.